Welcome to the August 25th service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Today, we celebrate the annual UU Water Ritual, and the service is led by our settled minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, assisted by Worship Associate Stephen Henninger.
If you're a newcomer, every year at the beginning of the church year, Unitarian Universalist congregations all over the country celebrate with a water communion. And in the old days, people didn't have church in the summertime, sometimes because they were off vacationing, sometimes it's because they didn't have air conditioning. So congregations would just shut down over the summer. So at the beginning of the year, when we all gather together, we bring water. So if you didn't bring water, think about water that you would have brung. What? Did I say something wrong? Brought. You would have brought. What did I used to teach? Anyway. Water from your summer. It could be from your tap at home. It could be from a swimming pool that you enjoyed or some other natural body of water. It could be a raindrop. So if you did not bring water, think about what water you might have brought or brung.
So now we can greet one another, and while you're greeting, share what water, the significance of the water you have brought or the water you wish you could have brought.
Or brung.
Brung.
Do it one more time, really right. Big.
So we're going to, today's opening words are from Kimberly Tomzak Carlson, who's the Director of Religious Education at the First Unitarian Society in Milwaukee. It is not by chance that you have arrived here today. You have been looking for something larger than yourself. Inside of you, there is a yearning, a calling, a hope for more, a desire for a place of belonging and caring. Through your struggles, someone nurtured you into being, instilling a belief in a shared purpose, a common yet precious resource that belongs to all of us when we share. And so, you began seeking a beloved community, a people that does not put fences around love, a community that holds its arms open to possibilities of love, a heart home to nourish your soul and share your gifts. Welcome home. Welcome to worship.
Today we're celebrating coming back together by celebrating a water ritual. When Stephen and I were starting to plan this service, it hadn't rained at my house yet, or here at UUC. I live a block away, that's why. But I could see rainstorms in the distance. I looked off my porch and I could see rain falling, probably 4 or 5 miles away, but not here. So Stephen and I talked about maybe doing a little ritual to invite the rain. And then the next day, it poured. And I wanted to go out and dance in it. So we decided we're going to go ahead and create a rainstorm today anyway. I can't create a rainstorm by myself, though. I need help. In the same way that I can't live my life all by myself, I need help. And that's part of why we're here together, is because we can do things together that none of us could do alone. So I'm going to need your help. If you are too short to reach the floor while sitting, you might want to stand up when it comes time. Some of you have done this before, so let's try this. What does the rainstorm usually start with? Maybe some wind? And then, just a few raindrops. And then more. And more.
maybe some thunder. We need lots of rain. And then the rain starts to go away. Feel a little better? I need some more help. So for some of you, this is not a homecoming. You've been coming every Sunday all summer long. Some of you, this doesn't feel like a homecoming because you've never been here before. But one of the things that we do in the summertime is that the children have RE during the whole service, which means they're never up here with us. And I have been missing my younger friends. So if you are young or young at heart and you want to come talk with me, I invite you to do that now. If you'd rather sit with your family, feel free to stay with your families. But if you'd like to join me, come on up front. We'll have a conversation. So today is the Water Sunday. And when I first came here, I was surprised that none of the children knew what Water Communion was. But in my old church, every child knew about Water Communion. So, how many of you brought water today? Things are changing. That's great. So, I want to talk about why water is special to me, and I want to ask you why it's special to you. When I was your age, I was a swimmer. And every morning and every afternoon, I was in a big swimming pool at Hawthorne Pool, swimming for swim practice. I thought if I ever wrote my autobiography, it would say, I saw the sun rise and set from Hawthorne Pool. And I have a very special place that I like to go to every summer. It's a lake that my mom went to when she was 10 years old. Every summer after that, she went to it. And it's my very special place. It's called Wanna Lake. So I want to know, what water is special to you? Yeah.
Water that is special to me, I also swim. I'm in the pool at least 5 times a week.
In the pool at least 5 times a week. He's also a swimmer.
I have practice 3 times a week every morning, and we have a meet every Thursday.
He has a swim meet every Thursday night. So not only is water special to you, but it's probably special to your parents because they have to drive you to all those practices and meets.
My mom also swam, so that's kind of what got me into it.
And it's a family tradition because his mom was a swimmer too. Excellent. So you're a family of water lovers. Great. How about you? Why is water special to you?
It's because I like playing in the lake.
He likes playing in the lake. Me too. I love playing in the lake. How about you ladies? You guys have really good hearing. For those of you who couldn't hear, she likes the frog pond because there's a mushroom that has water coming down. It sounds like a really wonderful place to play in water. Genevieve, do you like to go to water?
Yes, I like water from a sink.
From a sink?
Yes.
Water from a sink. I agree. Caroline, do you have a water place that's special? Water from the water fountain. And this is important because water can come from all kinds of sources. You can drink it, you can swim in it, you can play in it. It can water your flowers and your trees. And there's water all kinds of places. You got it from the water fountain, but also mud puddles. Raise your hand if you ever like stomping through mud puddles. Yes. There are rivers and streams and lakes. There are lakes that are really small and lakes you can't even see across, like the Great Lakes. Yeah, Lake Michigan looks like an ocean to me. And then there's the ocean. Raise your hand if you've ever been to the ocean. Yeah.
I know that you can call a lake like an ocean.
You can call a lake an ocean. And you can call it a sea, too. Yes. Oh, that's even better, when your grandparents live near the ocean. Because then you get to visit your grandparents and see the ocean. Oh, so friend's grandma owns the house at the ocean. So you have just given an example of how to talk about how water is special to you. So in a few minutes, the grown-ups are going to do the same thing. Now, I have to admit that one of the reasons you guys get to go down to religious education class is that if you had to stay up here all the time, it would get a little boring for you, because I tend to talk a lot. So one thing I want you to know, and I want everyone to know, there's a table there, and a table there. You will find watercolors and paints and paper. So at any point in the service, if you'd like to walk over to one of the tables and get a piece of paper and start painting, you are invited to do that. All right? Thank you so much for your help. And now we're going to hear a story from Stephen.
The water is still, mirror-like, as I sit on the porch with a steaming mug of tea. The sun is just above the tree line across the lake, and the early morning chill wraps around me as I look out on this place. I hear the wind rustling in the trees and the cry of some birds or animal in the distance. Across the horizon, I can see a small fishing boat in the shallows. Somewhere across the lake, indistinguishable because of the distance, the rest of the family, cousins, aunts, and uncles, are still asleep. Inside the red and white cabin that I'm staying in, I hear my aunt in the kitchen and my dad's hushed tones. The water glistens blindingly when the sun catches it just right. I hear the lapping of the water on the seawall. This place, this sacred place, is home. I'm not sure if this memory is real or the combination of many summers spent on Black Lake in northern Michigan. Regardless, this place, this body of water, holds a sacred memory in my short life. It is both home and family. It is hope for a better tomorrow. It is a connection to those that I call my family. It is sacred. It is the embracing of family after months, now years, of not seeing them. It is a call to be better. And now, as we celebrate our water communion, this memory of water is both a reminder of my roots and a call to seek and find sacred communities like ours here that both embrace and challenge me to be a better version of myself.
So I'm guessing most of us have memories of water. Oceans, lakes, rivers, streams, swimming pools, and mud puddles. Perhaps some watery places I haven't even imagined. Places where we felt so comfortable, so happy, so excited, so whatever, that we felt like we were coming home. Stephen shared a memory of his place of water that feels special. I invite you now to think for a moment of a place, a watery place, that feels like home to you. Now that you have that place in your mind, I invite you to turn to someone near you and share that memory of home, of a watery home. We'll take a few minutes to do this. If you'd like to paint a picture of that watery home instead of talk, you're welcome to come over to one of the tables, and we'll ring you back or rain stick you back. So let's take a few minutes to share memories of water. I'll tell you what, after the service, there's a special treat. It's made of frozen water. otherwise known as ice pops. But apparently, if you don't take them out of the box, they don't freeze. So some people will have some nice colored water drinks. But I invite you to stay after the service for coffee and some kind of water, whether it's frozen or not, and share more of your memories. I invite you now into a time of meditation. These were words written by the Reverend Laura Bogle. We gather here to remember this, our home, but not just ours. This land we live on, this water we drink, this air we breathe, these old mountains that hold us steady to our ground, these forests that give us their healing green, these flowers that give us their beauty and fragrance, these fields that give us our daily bread, these stars that show us our place, the wilderness and the tame backyards, all of it, our home. We remember the ancestors who have lived on this land and who have shaped it. The Tutelo and Monacans, the settlers, the mountaineers, the farmers, the hunters, the immigrants, the artists, the families, the explorers, the business people, the engineers, the builders, the scientists, the teachers, the workers, the leaders. We inherit their choices. We honor the animals and creatures that have made their home in this land, the ones here now and the ones that used to be here. We envision the future generations who will live on this land and let their voices fill our hearts. We gather here to remember this is our home, but not just ours. Blessed be.
This morning's reading was written by Reverend Mike Johnson, a UU minister and activist who lives in Portland, Maine. She wrote a book titled Finding Our Way Home, A Spiritual Journey into Earth Community. She writes, "In our water ritual, we bring water from the places we live or the places we have visited and pour it into one container. All of the water mixes together, and every drop has some of the molecules of water from every place. So if you take a small bottle of water out, you have the water from many places in one bottle. Each time you have a water ritual, you add some water from the bottle you saved from the previous ritual. In that way, each ritual, each small bottle, contains the water from all over the world. Why would we want to have a small bottle of waters from everywhere in the world? For me, first of all, it is one more way to make tangible the sacredness of water. All life comes from water and needs water to survive. Water moves through the whole ecosystem, nurturing and transforming life as it moves. It rises from the ocean in evaporation, forming clouds in the sky and blown by the winds. It returns to the land in the form of rain or snow. This precipitation falls into the soil and gathers in streams and aquifers. In the midst of this journey, it also travels through the bodies of every living thing. Every being needs water. Insects, birds, mammals, fish, humans. Water also rises up into the stems of plants and the trunks of trees. But none of the water is isolated from the rest. Even our own bodies are part of the watershed. The water goes back to the air or the earth and continues in streams and rivers on its way to the ocean. The cycle keeps going round and round. All the water on the earth is really one water, continuously flowing through the biosphere. Even if we get water from our kitchen tap, that water has been around the world in its journey. All water is connected and connects all of life.
So today we are celebrating our connections to all life, to the interdependent web of all life, represented by the water we will pour into this bowl. We celebrate our connections to the women who first created this ritual almost 40 years ago, and to Unitarian Universalists all across the country who will celebrate some water ritual as they come together. But most especially, we celebrate our connections to each other and to this community. In a moment, I'll invite you all to come to the center to pour the water you brought, or a little bit of water from one of the pitchers up here. As you pour the water, I invite you to consider how you are connected to this congregation and what new connections you might like to make in the year ahead. This is always fun with the traffic. So what we'll do is we'll come from the back rows and come up this way. Unless you're in one of those areas, come up and then go back through the center, also from the back to the front. Make sense? We'll make it work. I have this vision in my head of the way the blood goes through the heart muscle. I just want us to circulate. But I'm going to complicate this for you because we're going to be singing another new song, which is the insert in your order of service, and it actually has music. The first line we'll sing through twice, and then we're going to keep singing it as members of our choir sing the solo part, okay? And then we'll stop singing, unless you want to keep singing Holy Waters, Holy Waters, Holy Waters. More power to you. But Jared will also play as we pour water. And then as we get close to being finished, we'll start the song again from the top, and Wayne will help cue us, I think, or Jennifer. And we'll sing it all the way through. Make sense? All right. So if you did not bring water, but you would still like, please participate as well, because your presence here makes us who we are at this moment. And all water is connected. So Wayne, do you want to come up and help us start? I'll start by putting water in from last year's water ceremony.
Water. Holy waters, holy waters, holy waters.
Tears me up a little bit. That was beautiful. So what happens to this water? This water will be used in the year ahead when we dedicate our children. And so I would like to invite the children to come up and help me bless this water. So if you can put your hand on the bowl, they are your proxies. You get to all bless it too, but their touch. If you can't reach, can you move them? Come over to where, yeah, there we go. All right. Repeat after me. With all our hope, with all of our courage,
with all of our love,
in the name of all that is good,
we bless this water.
I invite you to take the hand, the shoulder, the elbow of someone near you, to feel the connections between and among us. The benediction today is simple. Whether this is your first time here or you've been here for years, welcome home. Amen and blessed be.